Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. Well, today I want to take some time to pray through the Word of God. We're going to read Psalm 46, see what the Lord has to say to us through that psalm, and then pray and ask God that whatever we read here, that somehow, some way, we will be able to find glimpses of hope, glimpses of beauty, and moments of applicability to our own lives. So let's read. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble, so we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam, let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. So Lord, we thank you that you are our refuge and our strength. We thank you that you are always ready to help us in times of trouble. When there's times of difficulty, when there are times of trouble, you are always there for us. You're always with us, and you're always there to lead us and guide us. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have anything to fear because you're with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And so God, we thank you for being our refuge, that the joy of the Lord is our strength and you are our strength. So thank you. Thank you for being our refuge and our strength to get through the difficult times, our strength to get through the divorce, our strength to get through the infidelity, our strength to get through the miscarriage, our strength to get through the hard and difficult moments that we experience in this life, our strength to get through the stress and the anxiety and the depression and the worry. God, you are our refuge, you are our hiding place, you are our strength. We thank you, God, that you are always ready and willing to help us in times of trouble. That is your nature. That is your character. That is who you are. So we don't have to fear when the earthquakes come. We don't have to fear when the ground shakes beneath us. We don't have to fear when the very foundation that we felt was real and solid begins to crumble, because you are our foundation. You are a solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So let the oceans roar, let them foam, let the mountains tremble and the waters surge, because we trust in you. You are our strength. You are our foundation. You are our hiding place. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, let's keep reading. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. God, we thank you for being our fortress. God, we thank you that the Lord of heaven's armies is here. You are with us. You are guiding us. You are protecting us. God, we thank you for your hand of protection, that literally at the sound of your name, demons have to flee. They tremble at the sound of the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are above all, you are greater than all, that you are the God of the universe. And we give you praise and we give you glory for that. You are good, you are holy, and you are above all. You are set apart beyond anything that we could think of, beyond any kingdom, beyond any nation, beyond any province, beyond our mere selves or our minds or our hearts or our conceptions of things. God, you are so greater. You are so far greater and so far beyond what we could comprehend. And we thank you for being that, for being vast, for being big, bigger than our problems, bigger than our worries, bigger than our situations, bigger than politics, bigger than race and ethnicity, bigger than everything. You are greater. We thank you for that, God. Let's finish this thing out. Verse 8 says, come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. God, thank you for the double reminder that you are here. Thank you for the double reminder that you are our fortress, that you are our shield, you are our refuge and our hiding place, and you will protect us. Protect us from the schemes of the enemy. Protect us from those who might oppose us or oppress us. God, you will protect us. You love us and you care for us. And so therefore you will protect us. You are greater than. God, we see your glorious works. We see all the things that you've done and we thank you for it. God, we thank you that you are the God in control of everything. And so therefore we can release control. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We can't control wars and like you can. We can't move and shape and shake the world no matter how much we think that we can. You are in charge of it all. So God, we give to you freely all the things that you are deserving of, honor, glory, praise, because you are above all, you are in all, you are all. God, would we be still and know that you are God? Would we not be too quick to act? Would we not be too quick to move in a certain direction? Would we not be too quick to take matters into our own hands? Would we be still and know that you are, that's a word from my heart right now, Lord, will we be still and know that you are God? And would you be honored by every nation? Would you be honored in our own hearts? Would it start with us? Before it moves to the nations, before everyone is bowing like at the sound of your name, Jesus, God, would we bow first? Would you be honored in our hearts first before you're honored throughout the world? God, would we take today to honor you and give you the glory that is due your name? Ascribe to you the glory and the honor that is due your name. Would we give it to you freely because you are good, you are greater than, and you care for us. You are our fortress. O God of Israel, the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel is here among us, and you are our fortress, our safe place, our refuge, our protection from the storm. So thank you, God, for all that you've done. Would you remind us of this all today as we go throughout our day? Would you remind us that you're here? Would you remind us that you're with us? Would you remind us that you love us? Would you remind us that you're protecting us? That you have our best interest at heart? We love you, Jesus. Oh, but you love us so much more. We thank you. We praise your name. It's in your name we pray. Amen. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.